good chodesh, good bar, shavua tov, shbi v'nafochu, big v'nafochu, everywhere. This, I don't have this, even though it's the last day of Adar Aleph, I already have the sponsorships for Adar Bet, which only starts tonight, but it's ready in Rosh Chodesh, so I'm just going to, without Hashem, just share the names of this month, and it's a lot, you can see, it's like, Ruch Hashem, this fills my heart, mamash, whenever I see this, it's like, it's lo yuman. So sponsorships for the month by Chavi Lee, one of our dearest friends in memory of her husband's 12th Yortzeit, my dear brother, Tanchum Ben Chaim, and also in memory of Yosef Ben Yitzchak, and Bezot Hashem for the safety of all of Am Yisrael, and with a lot of Akaras HaTov for everything Ruch Hashem that we have going on here. Mindy Baradi Lunishmas, your grandfather, Asher Anshel Ben Shraga Faiva Lakoin, Vesher Yibui Tzatzav, Zochim Limei Huledet Bechodesh Zon. Anonymously, in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love these. Anonymously. And last month it was anonymously in honor of the coming of Mashiach. Now it's anonymously in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anonymously in honor of Brandon, Eliza, and Meira Beer's 1 year anniversary. That's beautiful. By the Brenners, in memory of David's father, Yitzchak Ben Nachman, and by the Avram family, in honor of their 2 year anniversary, their wedding anniversary, and the Yoretzet of Shachar's grandfather, Reuven Avram. Today, okay, so that was the month. Today's sponsors is sponsored by Tal Gilboa, thanking Hashem for the safe return of her nephew, Dan, after serving 5 months in Gaza. Okay, Chevra, let's go for it. We're jumping right into a new perek. A new perek we're going to do a little bit today, because it's already pretty late. Are there any extra pages there on the page?
One.
Okay, can you pass to Bina? Thank you. Okay. Bemet, there should be a sense of v'nahafochu, like never before, that we're going to be tapping into right now, going into the second month of Adar, because we still need a big, big, big v'nahafochu. Okay. This is just so beautiful what we're going to be learning today, what we've been learning, but what we're going to be learning today. What we've been describing for the last few months has been that when the Yid is in touch with his neshama, no one has anything on him. Nothing. There's nothing anyone can do to him. The enemy knows that. The enemy tries to cover up on that and does not allow us to get in touch with our neshama. It can put us into such a state of being that we're under the assumption, we could be under the assumption for a very long time that we know what Jewish identity is. The result of Galut for so many years has us convinced that we actually are under the assumption that we are aligned with true Jewish identity. However, we know that if we really were aligned with true Jewish identity as a nation, so things would be looking way different than they have been looking until now. The question is, how do I accelerate that shlav, like we were discussing last week? How do I make that? Is there a fast forward button, or is there this enhance button that where the dmut of the real neshama of Am Yisrael could appear much louder and much stronger? Is there something that exists like that? Because we would love to know what that is, because obviously we all want that. We all want to make sure that everyone in the Am is very, very kashur, very connected to the nekuda of Nishmat Am Yisrael without any confusions. And the question is there such a button? Is there such a thing like this? Does this thing even exist? So the new parak that we have over here is basically, and Baruch Hashem, we have a newborn in the room, because it's all about leholid. Leholid et komat HaKodesh, to give birth, to bring into life komat HaKodesh. Now, this is very important what these two things mean over here. Komat HaKodesh. The word that we're going to reattach ourselves to is the word Va'olech Etchem Komemiyut. That was the word we were learning. Komemiyut means there's two komot. There are two levels. There's two komot when it has to do with the geula of our people. One is komat hanef, komat haguf, and one is komat haruach. We have to give birth to the komat hakodesh within the realm of ruach. Let me try to explain. within Ruach, we are meeting, and many of us are part of a door that is very much connected to the Ruach, to a Ruach as opposed to Guf, right? Ruach, what falls under Ruach? What falls under Spirit? What would fall under Spirit when we say there's a whole generation that's connected to Spirit? What falls under Spirit? Begadol. What's that?
Meditation.
Yeah. Music, meditation, culture. What's that?
How you feel.
Giving even like space for how do you feel even, right? That komata guf is, don't talk to me about feelings, emotions, spirit. Shtuyot. You. Ze lo kashur. Sorry? That's goof. That's the first kuma. Kumata goof. Kumata ruach is already something else. Now we know, Baruch Hashem, and all you got to do is take one trip to India to see that Israelis are very into ruach. Mm-hmm. Very into ruach. What we have to do now is leholid et kumat hakodesh into the ruach. The spirit's there. You don't have to convince people that it's kedai to be into music. You don't have to convince a generation that really, you know, it's ruach is something that's, you know, you're probably going to feel better. And you don't have to reveal to Jews that meditation and yoga exists in the world. We master those things. We are leading those things. We are in the front of all of those things. What you have to do is you have to give birth to komat hakodesh within the ruach. How do you make that world, right? That world of ruach filled with kedusha. That's the game here, and that is something Baruch Hashem our work is set out for us. Mamash's work is set out for us. It used to be much easier when it was just goof, and then you tell someone, you know, there's so much more to life. There's like a whole Jewish experience of feelings and emotions. So that was an easy sell, if you will. It's much more confusing to speak to people that are already tapped into Ruach and tell them, you know, there's a whole world of Kedusha that you're not tapped into yet. That's much harder. Is that clear? Why is that so much harder? Why is it so much harder to talk to people that are already aware and maybe even involved in the world of Ruach? Why is it so much harder to talk to them about Kedusha? I'm sorry?
They think they have it already.
Betach. And what you're selling better be the best. Because if not, I'll take my kundalini and laugh at your Rabbi Nachman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Lehavdil. Yeah. I'll take my what's it called? Whatever, one of these yoga movements and say, you're going to talk to me about Tanya when this thing is working so much more faster and clear. Like, what are you talking about, Bichlal? So to leholid komata kodesh, to give birth to this koma called holiness within ruach is so much harder. It's so much more difficult than just trying to tell someone, hey, goof, it's time for ruach. Now the game is on. Now it's really, really difficult. This is a different ball game, but we're up for the task. This is where Am Yisrael is up to. Like Mamash, we lead the arena and all the ruach places in the world. It's us. It's all Mamash. It's all us. Sometimes, once in a while, you have a righteous Indian guru that has. We know stories like this. That has one of their chevra, that's a yid, that is growing with them, and then they want more and want more. And then the guru, once in a while, they'll say, "What are you doing? Looking for it here?" Go, you know, you, this is where you, and Chana Sarah is not here today, but that's basically her story. And we have many people like that, that's, was that your story? Not so much. I wish it was your story, meaning we have a lot of people that when we merit, thank you, Ariel, when we merit to meet like righteous soul masters of other nations, they have the holy audacity to even say to their, you know, to chever that are their chassidim, saying, what are you talking about? The real ruach, the real ruach, it comes from you guys. But then they say, but I don't know where to send you to. I don't know where to send you to. Where am I going to send you to? Like, what places are there that could actually give over to you what we know you're really looking for. Again, this happened a lot more. Now we have many more places, but when the tshuva movement, whatever that even means, but whatever that means, when the tshuva movement was beginning to really take off in the 60s, there were very, very few places that, like big neshamas that were already infused with ruach, would find a place in Eretz Yisrael that could really attend to their neshamas, to what their calling was. There are very few places. Do any of you have heard of like places back in the beginning of the Tshuva movement that was really? That was Rav Shlomo, but he didn't have a yeshiva. I mean, he was sending people to places, right? He was trying to at least, and he was very close to Rabbi Goldstein of Diaspora Yeshiva. That's where a lot of them were going to. But it didn't really, you know, and Rav Noach Zatzal, of course, was catering to a whole world of seekers, but the numbers, we couldn't build buildings fast enough. We couldn't do it fast enough. Because you see, after the Six-Day War, in terms of Ruach, what was happening within the people was massive, 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 but there really wasn't enough, there weren't enough places for them to be like, yes, this is really going to feed the calling of what I have. Now listen, we still have a long way to go, but I think that Matzav today is so much better than what it was. We have many more places, but it's still not enough. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam she'akol nehiyah bidvaro. Let's go inside Kuf Lamed Tet on this new perek, Leholidit Komata Kodesh. Alex, can I borrow your watch?
Yeah.
You don't mind? I don't want to keep you here till 11:30 today. Just want to learn a little bit. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, this is pretty funky. This is like this.
9:40.
Okay, great. גאולת הגוף וגאולת הנפש. גאולת הקומה הרוחנית של ישראל תלויה בהופעת התורה. Okay. You really want to be able to redeem the spiritual koma of the nefesh of Am Yisrael. It's dependent on the appearance of Torah. Now, if you just stopped here at this line, you'd be like, are you kidding me? You built this whole thing up just to tell me that it's all about how much Torah you teach, right? Who would, you know, if that ended here, we would, including me, we would never come back to this shir again. Like, that can't be. What do you mean when you're saying that the geula of the spiritual koma is dependent on the appearance of Torah? What does that mean? Ubedoreinu, anu nimtzaim b'shlav chiyuni. We are in a very essential point in our generation, bo tzarich lehofia et hatova berachavut, bekomat hadat, where the Torah needs to appear berachavut, wider than it ever was before, on the level of dat, as a just outside of the Am Yisrael, you know that Rav Yitzchak Ginsburg, has a whole mahalach. It's called the four mahapechot that need to happen to bring Mashiach, the four revolutions. I'll just tell you, the third one is women's learning. Women's learning Torah has to be whatever it was until now, it's got to be even bigger, a bigger revolution of it. And the fourth one, he's very big on teaching Torah to Goyim. We're not just speaking about teaching them the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Like, big, rachav. It's all out there in the world. So here, what we're saying over here, what we're seeing here is the Torah has to appear berachavut, as opposed to tzar, as opposed to being narrow. What does that mean? What is the difference between the Torah appearing as something so wide as opposed to something narrow? Who has to give an example?
Would it mean it's more open and available to a larger group of people?
That's on the outside of it, correct. Meaning, and the internet did that for us whether we like it or not. The access to Torah today is wider than it ever was, ever, and it's getting wider and wider every day. Now, let's answer this, al pi pnimius. What does it mean that it's appearing wider than ever before?
It's all-encompassing.
What does that mean?
That it's every aspect of our life, of existence, of reality, and anything within our capacity to perceive and understand, and everything completely beyond.
Bidiyuk. Exactly. There is no part of my life that is not found in Torah. Whereas up until now, maybe in a more narrow way, it meant Torah is shayach when I'm feeling spiritual or when I'm feeling not guilty, then Torah is shayach. But really, the concept Torah is so much bigger and all-encompassing. That's really the word. All-encompassing means every single aspect of my life has to do with learning Torah, with teaching Torah, with davening over Torah. Kmo Yitziat Mitzrayim, how did Exodus begin? The Exodus from Egypt begin. She'echela migeulat haguf, which began with the physical redemption. Rak le'achar miken hitgalta ha'Torah begilui gamur b'mamad Har Sinai. Torah was only revealed to them much later at Har Sinai. Kenu bedoreinu, so too in our generation. She'tzadei ha'geula hechelu bebinyan shiur ha'koma ha'gufani. The footsteps of redemption began with building on the first koma, the physical structure of the Am. Ule'acharav tivaled hatviya. If you have the book, underline these two words. Ule'acharav, and even if you have these pages and you want to hold on to them, it's fine, but this is really what it's all about. Tivaled hatviya. After the body is here and built, then the soul comes and starts demanding.
Reborn.
Tivaled ha-tviya means a tviya, as you all know, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. Tviya means when you sue someone, you say, yesh po tviya, nachon? So there's a tviya nishmatit. The soul is going to start to sue the body. It's mamish going to send a lawsuit. And it's going to say, I demand of you, you owe me now to fix our life together, that the life that we're providing for ourselves right now is in a soulful manner. Tivaled atviya el komat haruach v'aneshama. Now, what's being born? A suing, a tviya, a demand that says, now it's got to be about the soul. Now it's got to be about a soulful experience of living in this land. Tviya zot tofia gam b'mashberim u'b'ayot hanov'im ketotza'a michisron ha'or ve'adat. This demand appears through crisis and problems which really come about as a result of a lack of light and knowledge. V'hem meyatzrim t'chika chazaka lageshet le'otzrot ha'ruach ולגלות את דעת השם בעולם. What they create is a big, strong push towards pushing each and every one of us to access the treasures of spirit and to reveal the dat of Hashem in this world. I'm going to read a few more lines and then explain outside. Yesod ha'inyan hu, שבשלב של גאולת הגוף, while the body was being redeemed, 1945, 1946, 1947, 19, basically till about, it still has to continuously happen, but on a large chunk, I would say, till maybe this is not my speculation, it's not Dafka right, but probably I would say till like the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, I would say, as an Am coming back home to Eretz Yisrael, the shlav of geulat haguf, yechol haguf lanua bli havana. The body could move without really any real understanding of how it works and what it's doing. Like what? Keyeled, shenolad umitpateach begufo. Like a baby, like a child, like a kid that's developing without understanding what's going on with them. Gam im eino mevin meuma. Even if the child doesn't understand anything, it's still developing. You can't say it's not developing. It is developing. We're just saying that they don't need to have the dat, they don't need to have the understanding in order to develop. Is that clear? That's pretty clear, straightforward, I think. But that's kindergarten. That's still child. That's goof, komata goof. Aval kechol shemitkadmim, but the more you advance and develop, komata dat olechet umofia, dat comes and appears. And now the dat, it needs the person to basically work as a proper partner in order to have real development to move forward. Is that clear? It's so not convincing, but I, yeah? Is that clear? If it's not, tell me. I'm just going to repeat it again. Physically, the way it is, a child does not need to be intellectually developed in order to understand, in order to understand its development, to say it's developed. It does, it happens on its own. But at a certain point, that stops to work. You don't continue to develop without having a dot of understanding deeper what's going on with me. So too, Am Yisrael, basically, let's just, I'm sorry for the language, it hit puberty at 19, in 19, again, I'm throwing out a year, because I'm really not sure what year to use. But I would like to say maybe the first 40 years, like that was a nice, is that okay? Like let's say, so that would be what? 88, like kind of what I was saying before, right? I'd say like 40 years, right? It hits this peak, and then since then it's like, okay, the whole thing now, we've been running around in a bilbul, because now we have to understand why we're here and what we're doing here. Now we have to actually address these things. Aside from knowing that I should be here, now I have to understand what the avodah is. Now I got to figure out what the thing is. Let me explain to you in a different way, so that bring it down to our level, we can understand it. If we understood on the level of Ge'ulat HaRuach, what we're doing here in Eretz Yisrael, Chavi and the girls here of Bayadayim Shelanu wouldn't have to spend a second of energy with what they're trying to do. Does that make sense? Nitza and Rachel, and you wouldn't be busy with these things. Why wouldn't you be busy with these things? Because if you're here, leholid komata ruach of Am Yisrael, there are certain things that you don't have to, you wouldn't get confused with. It'd be clear to you what you're doing here. But at a certain point, that thing was basically, I don't know the right words, for whatever the reasons were, the development of understanding what we're doing here has never met the real tviyah, the demand of the nefesh. I wasn't listening to the soul, saying, I demand of you to take a achrayus on what we're doing here in this world together. Now it's, well, now, be the, that's what he's saying. There's no way, well, I don't know, I think there is.
People who are figuring out how to ignore it. Right?
Yeah,
the first 40
yeah.
Years they met, it was Masfik that they made Aliyah, they came to Israel, whoever's grandparents, great-grandparents, Zayah Hasi, Zayah Masfik.
So Baruch Hashem, we have women, three of them, right? Three are in the room right now?
Malka
and Nitza and Chava, so they're not letting you ignore it.
Right.
But it's not like this everywhere. Unless I'm wrong, that it already happened everywhere. I don't think so. I think Malka's right. People are working on making sure we know how to ignore it. But the soul, en malasot, there's a tviyah. There's a demand that just won't let us ignore it. But that's just one example. And that's an example that has to do with something, a practical thing, right? But it's much deeper than just, that's just the outer layer, not to chalila belittle it. You know how much I believe in it. But that's just the outer symptom. The inner thing is even crazier. The inner demand of the soul of Am Yisrael today is calling for something to give birth to. Leholid et komata kodesh. It's something much bigger. Now Rav Kook wrote many years ago, and we saw this last year, that he said that learning Sitrei Torah, learning the secrets of Torah, we saw this in a few places, I believe. Learning the secrets of Torah bring Geula. Mm-hmm. Learning the secrets of Torah, Sitrei Torah. Did anyone remember this? Or maybe it wasn't in this shiur, so I apologize. But Rav Kook has a beautiful, beautiful piece that speak about the Sitrei Torah. What is Sitrei Torah? Does that mean learning Zohar all day long? No. Not necessarily. Sitrei Torah, learning the secrets of the Torah, learning Torah, going to shiurim, involving your, like, bringing into your life in the inner dimension of Pnimiyus HaTorah is the thing that helps bring the Geula. Why? Because we believe that that is what the soul is asking of us today. The soul of Am Yisrael today is asking of us please satiate the neshama now with the learning that you're going to be doing. Sova. Lehazbia, is that the right word? Lehazbia. To fill, to complete. Ani ra'ev, ani, you know, to satiate my thirst. Okay? That's how we're going to see what we're speaking about, though. Bringing birth to the Koma of Kodesh within the Ruach is that you can't come to someone that's already very much in tune with Eastern religions and practices and speak to them about Hilchos Erevin and think that that's how you're fulfilling your obligation of a Torah appearing in the world wider. I hate to, it's a downer because it means that like 90% of the frum world actually has to learn a language. And it's called Pnimiyus HaTorah. Has to. It's not optional. It's not optional. It has to. Because as long as we don't, we have nothing to tell the spiritually developed people, Yidden, that have found, mamash, a lot of wonderful and beautiful Ruach Dika Eitzas. It's just not Kodesh. En Malasot. Kundalini Yoga may be the coolest thing in the world, and like a very deep thing, it's not holy. Everything could become holy as long as obviously there's no Avodah Zarah elements in it. And we all know that Eastern tradition is filled with symptoms of it. So what a tall order we have right now is that if we can really have good ears, we hear that now the Am that's here in Eretz Yisrael is saying, in order so that Bayadayim Shelanu never has to happen again, that there never has to be a thing like this called Be'adayim Shelanu. It's just an easy example. That's why I'm bringing it, okay? Sorry if I'm harping on it too much, if I'm making anybody uncomfortable. I'm just trying to bring something that we're all... Oh, you're good. Okay, keep on going. Okay. No, I don't know. I'm just trying to bring... You understand? Sometimes, honestly, when we learn these things, I myself am searching to bring it down to the surface. That's why I'm just keep on going to this. But like... Honestly, it's a bizayon that this thing even exists. Okay, it's a disgrace that it even exists. That's the truth. Huh? Bayadayim shelanu, bayadayim shelanu. It shouldn't have even had to happen. It should be muvan me'elav that you don't pay potential terrorists to build your homes and shuls and schools. Because it's cheaper than Yidden. Now, like when I say it like that, it's like it's embarrassing. but it makes sense that it happened like this. It's because if the neshama was being fed what it's been looking for, the type of Torah we'd be learning, then a lot of things practically lemaisa wouldn't become political things. It would just be muvan me'elav. It would just be, of course, like. Did I really live my comfort of I almost said Bergenfield, of somewhere else in America to come here for this? Does that make any sense in the world? I'm talking about all of Eretz Yisrael. How could we have come to these maskanot? Like, how could that be the way that we've chosen to live an element of our life? And that's just one dogma. There are many dugma'ot that don't involve Yishmaelim. It's just between us, just Am Yisrael stuff. That's because what he's going to say is we've still been learning the Torah of not Rechava. We've still learned the Torah of Tzar, of narrowness, of thinking that Torah feeds an intellectual need to fill in my day with learning something that I now could say I have a shear in, and Torah is part of my life, so I feel good. Ain't gonna cut it for Eretz Yisrael. That's galut. That's galus mentality. Mm-hmm. It will not work. It hasn't worked here. It won't work here. It never has, and it never will. And the whole Sefer has been describing to us what kept us alive in galut, the Torah of survival, but it's nothing to do with the Torah of thriving. It's lo kashur lize. It's two different worlds. And now, leholid et komat haKodesh, to give birth to this koma of Kedusha, we need to tap into something bigger. When we say the word Torah, even when we say the word Torah, like Ariel said in the beginning of Shir, that it's always all-encompassing. The context of it is always all-encompassing, that every piece of my life falls under it somehow. Somehow. Let's continue reading on the next page.
People are afraid to get to that. Joe had a conversation in work the other day. He was just listening. He didn't want to get involved in it. But somebody said, oh, it's so interesting, the kibbutzim that didn't get attacked. And somebody else was like, yeah, but they were all Shomer Shabbat. And somebody else was like, does that mean we should become Shomer Shabbat? Like, this Tel Aviv. Okay. And then somebody's like, no, Lona Deval said. Like, they changed the conversation to something else. Like, they didn't, they were afraid to, like, they knew it, but they were afraid to talk about it, to face it.
How do you know that you're tapping into, like, the real pnimius of it? Is that it's not threatening. That's the whole inyan. It's actually not threatening. It's not shachor velavan. It's something bigger. It's the sweetness of it. The light of it is what comes out, as opposed to what's kept many yidden away from it, from Torah. You know, that's like, and the media, every chance they could find to present for you a tsar Torah perspective, it'll be the head of the Madur, it'll be the headlines. But if someone comes and speaks about Torah with rachvut, they don't know what to do with it, so it doesn't even show up anywhere. They have no idea what to do with it. Yeah.
I think it's the difference between learning it and living it. Mm. Like learning it, it's sorry. We just put together an hour of your time and when you did it, and living it is all the time.
Yeah. That's one way of looking at it.
Last night said that, like, something about, like, Israel needing, like, the Americans to say, oh, Balfour. Someone did something against the Balfour.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it, yeah.
But the guy who is not religious said, I don't understand why we're going to England or America or have a claim. I mean, we were here before Balfour. So Balfour might be, like, the one who, like, came with the idea. But he's, like, living. He's like, I was here beforehand. All right, like we were here beforehand.
That's what Rav Kook says about those Yidden. They have something inside of them that they're waiting for us to explain to them why they've been on so much fire for something. Mm-hmm. That Yid is waiting for a Yid to come and, can you please explain to me why I have been, my whole family for generations, has been so much on fire for this thing called Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. You're going to come and tell that guy, the only way you could figure out what you're... The only thing is, if you start keeping Shabbos, now you'll understand. Mapitom. Even if it's the even if in the truth, of course that Yid has to keep Shabbos to understand the depth of his neshama. But you can't. But telling him that is the Torah of Galut. It's the tsar. It's the narrowness. These are good examples. The Torah of Hofa'at HaKodesh is all-encompassing. It's a way of speaking about God, about the Torah, in the most... I don't know what the right word is even anymore, because we keep on throwing so many of them out. It's just the most inviting way. En ma lasot.
It has to be joyful when we're talking about this widening, this expansiveness.
Yeah.
That's what joy is. Like, everyone close their eyes for a second and just smile. Like, that is literally, it's a widening of the face, it's a widening of the heart, it's a widening of our consciousness,
yeah.
That allows, like, the reason we have to do the sabota being the simcha, because without that widening, we won't be
bless
able
you.
To connect. And
it's true. In Chassidus, this is brought down quite often, that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is the Torah of this widening place, which has to do with Simcha. How do we know? Because in benching, we say, Eretz Chemda Tova, or Rechava. Like, that's, why do you have to say Rechava? It's actually not a Rechav country at all. Why are you saying that that's like a Rechava? And then, who's the first, I don't know if in the beginning she was such a Shena Medela, but she was definitely a Medela, Rechav, right? Not Stam, her name was Rechav, the ones that greet the Maragim that Yeshua sent. Mm-hmm. She's the deepest in the world. She ends up marrying, you know, she ends up marrying, she doesn't stay in the place that she was in, but she marries Kalev or Pinchas?
Yeshua.
Or Kalev? She married Yeshua. Slicha. Yeshua. What's her name? Her name, the entry into Eretz Yisrael is expansion of here, because the country isn't that Rachav, right? It's alluding, Pnimius HaTorah is saying, okay, now go back and learn Sefer Yeshua again and understand how to come into Eretz Yisrael like that.
Can I ask
different ballgame. Yeah.
I'm sorry. In the two examples that were just given,
we had a few examples here that made me actually question the issue of Simcha as opposed to, let's say, Yirah. For example, you had Rahab. She didn't come to the Jewish people because she was so overjoyed. She came to the Jewish people because they were going to come and massacre the city. And she was like, whoa, the God of Israel's big, and he's going to smash everything. We have a person who understands that, like, people were slaughtered in the most horrific way on the Gaza border, and he's like, whoa, maybe we should keep Shabbos, because Hashem, like, protects the people who keep Shabbos. That's not from, a place of simcha. That is comes from a place of yirah. Hashem is big. He is my protector. I mean, you could always connect everything back to simcha, I imagine, and maybe that's what your answer would be. But it just seems to me like actually sometimes you have a moment where you get like a serious shtoch, and that is what speaks to people. It's not that they're like, yay, oh my God, the pinyut. It's like, whoa, 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 like I've been on the really wrong track and I need to like get seriously back on the track right now. So.
The beginning of every big awareness in life is Yira. Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. But if when I stay in that place, it's the end of it. Stimmt's? Now, I could also say that Rachav's whole thing, she didn't have a chelek eloka mimal. She wasn't a yid. So the way we don't learn from her how my personal experience should be, she's sending us messages about being Rachav. But definitely, usually the things that definitely shock us the most in the beginning are not like, I'm in an elated state of simcha and now I feel the boom. It's not true. Simcha is the widening, making the vessel big to contain the initial shock. Okay, so it's good what you brought up. Beseder? Now let's go just a bit more. Kamo beyitziat Mitzrayim, yitziat haguf hayta al yedei ha-ma'atzil ha-elyon. Leaving Mitzrayim, the body leaving Egypt was just through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach kvar b'tahalich ha-yitziat kibalnu et mitzvat ha-tfilin. But even before I reached Har Sinai, I got the Torah, I already got the mitzvah of tefillin, right then and there, when I was leaving Mitzrayim. Ulachar miken higano lemara, we reached a place called Mara, v'kibalnu kama mitzvot, we got a few more mitzvahs. Achar kach kibalnu dinim, minui dayanim, ulefi ari hakadosh, gam kol parashat mishpatim ne'emra lifnei matan Torah. Achar kol ze higia Am Yisrael l'margalot Har Sinai. Okay, what's the Har Sinai? When he keeps on bringing Har Sinai, equivalent to our day and age, what will be the Har Sinai of our day and age? The full blast revelation of the coming of Melech HaMashiach. That's the Har Sinai of today. But he's always showing us that even before Har Sinai, the original Har Sinai took place, there were some nice arrows, I would call them. Bidiyuk. No, but here he's talking not about a miracle, he's talking about tachlis, like in the name of like mitzvahs.
We're in training.
You have to start somewhere. He says the transition from the geula of the body to the geula of the soul, of the ruach, of the da'at, it comes slowly, slowly. It comes tipin, tipin, drop by drop, in order for us to put on this new helmet called, you know, da'at Torah rechava. B'toch ta'alich ha'chirut, tzarich kvar lo'fiat ha'Torah. And so he's saying over here, that means, it's true, Mashiach will come and it'll be a complete Har Sinai, even more than Har Sinai. But even before that happens, what needs to happen within the people so that they don't get too shocked when it does happen and maybe like not be able to handle it? What do you have to start bringing down over here? Little remnant, little droplets of light of how you envision the Geula to be. You have to already have it now. I told you this Torah, that in Hebrew the word, we said it here, remind me, I'm Mamash Mebulbal, the Torah of Achakelo. Achakelo, we said it in this year? Right. You remember, from years ago, I'm wondering if the Chevra that moved here the last few years. Achakelo in Hebrew, lechakot means to wait, but when you change the kaf to the kuf, what does lechakot mean?
To imitate.
Okay, Hashem, for whatever the reason is, you're taking your time. We thought 1945 would have been perfect. 48 would have been Geschmack, and 67 would have been the cherry on top. It's not happening. Or October 8th would have been. No? Come on. That would have. And Baya, you're going to be like this? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm not waiting anymore. How am I not waiting? I'm not sitting around waiting. Achakelo, I'm going to imitate what I think it means to be a Mashiach in the world. Achakelo, I can't wait. Can't wait. You know, Lubavitcher Rebbe never sang those words of that nigga. The other chaver add the basically says be'yemun hashelim be'afal pishe yisma meya. No, he went back to im bevia samashia. Because to say that I'm willing to wait, even though he's going to take his time, you're basically giving in to saying it's going to take his time. So the Rebbe was not into that at all. So they didn't say those words. So this, how do I live up to like saying I'm not just sitting around waiting? Tipin, tipin, that slowly I am going to do what I feel I need to do to align myself with the Torah of Mashiach. Chassidim believe that this is what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. His Torah, his whole Torah, the whole world of Pnimi Yisrael Torah, is to get us much more aligned with the light which is going to show up on the whole Am in its entirety. That's Pnimi Yisrael Torah. Gam bedoreinu, Am Yisrael over etgarim. We're in the second paragraph. In our generation, Am Yisrael over etgarim v'nisyonot rabim u'murkavim. We're going through so many different challenges, complicated challenges. Shemechayvim et olam haTorah lehofia et or haTorah bechol milu'ah. And these challenges and the insanity of the world either make Yidden say, forget this whole world, they are all crazy, we have to go back to shtetl mentality to make it. Or if you really believe in the Torah, you have to demand from the Torah itself to reveal its light, to show how every single crisis that we find ourselves in, the Torah is there waiting for us, saying to us, listen, just call out to me deeper, I'll reveal myself deeper. I'll show you that the way you learned Nach was good for Galus, but the way you'll learn Nevi'im in Eretz Yisrael, Mashu Acher Legamre. I'll just confess, I got so mad at one of my daughter's teachers this week. But I realize it's not really her fault, but one of our daughters is learning for a while already Sefer Yeshua. Bidiyuk. Maybe that's why I'm so on spiel because of it. Sefer Yeshua. Perek Chet. Sefer Yeshua. Bina spent hours with her. I spent minutes with her, but... We've been spending a lot of time with her on this, and at a certain point, one night, I told her, I said to her, I don't want you to learn this. I said, I don't want you to learn this. Because the way that she was being, it's not the teacher's fault, she didn't go to Rebbe school. There's no way for her to know how to give over Torah like this. She didn't go to Nevuah school. She went to school for Hora'ah, and Torah, unfortunately, falls under one of the Mikzaot, that you actually have a... I don't know how this works. So we set up a school system here, and we have the same thing that you teach Torah. You could teach something else as long as you know it. It's just, it's a das. It's a chaim necessarily. So I told her one night, and I was really shalem with the achlatai. It lasted for a full night. And I told her, I don't want you to open the sefer again right now. I said, because Abba's nightmare is that his daughter learns about Am Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael like this. Shum panim va'ofen. I don't want you to learn. I don't want you to even have a taste of Yeshua and the Am going into Eretz Yisrael and conquering Yericho and the Ai with this in the back of your mind. I just don't want it. I don't want it. I want your.
What the this is. That she was very annoying. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Meaning what? She was just nervous about remembering everything and right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that because of a test. Just don't want that to be. I didn't want that to be. I don't want it to be. I want her to know that whatever she goes through in her life in the future, that she can open up a sefer and learn it in a pnimiyazdik way and hear the Torah calling to her in all areas in her life.
Yeah, but she'll relearn it as an adult, and as Rav Hashem, she'll be able to appreciate the gorgeousness of it.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for a kid to be able to...
I'm not saying that my process of what I'm explaining to you was rational on any level. I'm stam sharing with you what was going on inside. And it's not impossible either, but I'm not saying that right now. I actually woke up in the morning and began a school to teach... Tanakh teaches how to learn Yeshua al pi pnimius. I'm just saying that inside there's a cry of the soul. Yet because what he just said right now, the way that we present Torah to the world in the time that we're in right now has to be all encompassing, right? That it has to show that really everything in our lives is Torah. Torah is not that tziyun that I got on the Teudah. This is not Torah. This is part of Torah, right? The Shir is just part of learning Torah. Unfortunately, people wouldn't even consider this learning Torah also, but that's another subject. But it's saying the Torah is all-encompassing. It has to do with every aspect of my life. Hakol. Hakol. That's what he's saying, that this door now is saying, the Torah you better teach me has to show me that it's bigger. It's wider. It's wider than anything you've ever heard of. I want to read this paragraph again. We're going to end with this. גם בדורנו עם ישראל עובר אתגרים וניסיונות רבים ומורכבים שמחייבים את עולם התורה להופיע את אור התורה בכל מילואה, לבאר ולהסביר בבהילות ומתיקות. לבאר, to explain, but you know, you all know that the word the Torah uses for explanation has to do with the well, לבאר, from באר, right? לבאר ולהסביר בבהילות ומתיקות. Clearly, and with sweetness, until what? עד שיתברר לכולנו מי אנו. The type of Torah I have to learn, the type of Torah I need to reach, is a Torah that explains to me who I am. מהי נשמתנו? What is our soul? מהו סוד סגולתנו? What's the secret of our סגולה, the fact that we're still around? What is the secret? Tell me about this. Don't just tell me it's a sgula, you'll never understand it. Give me a bit more about what's the sgula that's kept us here for so long. Uma tachliteinu megamat chayeinu. What's the purpose of our life? Mitoch kach navin et ma'avienu hapnimiim. Ma'avienu means retzonot. We will understand our inner wills, why we want what we want. Veneda ledayek et tzadeinu will be much more precise and exact with the steps of life that we're choosing. בצורה שתהיה נאמנת לנשמה האלוקית שבקרבנו, in a manner that it'll be faithful to the godly soul that's in our midst. Creating, this is beautiful, he says, creating a world of Torah, of learning Torah and of living Torah and of asking for a Torah that makes me aligned and faithful to my chelek eloka mimal, to my godly, to what the Tanya basically speaks about throughout the Tanya and all the Torahs in Chabad. ויש לדעת שהנשמה מחפשת. The soul is looking. The soul is looking. The soul is always searching. וברגע שהיא תשמע את אותה תורה שמדברת את השפה שלה, and the moment that it hears a Torah that speaks its language, תדע לומר, זה מה שאני רוצה. וכל מה שחשבתי אחרת היה בגלל טעות והבנה. We will come. This is so promising. He says that each person, when you allow yourself to accelerate the voice of the neshama, being the one that's conducting you in this world, eventually the neshama will hear the Torah that it's been longing for, and it'll say, like just like we crossed Yam Suf into Zet Keli Vanveyu, we'll be able to say, this is what I want. Ze ma she'ani rotzeh. Bechol, and if I thought otherwise, it's because I just didn't understand. Which means if I thought otherwise, it's because I wasn't really operating while listening to my soul. Kach kvar mofia bechazdei shamayim. Rav Sasson says, this is already happening etzel rabim vetovim be'am Yisrael. This is already happening, Baruch Hashem, by many, many people within Am Yisrael. Many people. It's only the beginning. That's what's very promising about our tkufa, is that we're not living in a generation of yesh me'ayin, let's create something out of nothing. It already is here. Everything we're speaking about is not completely Chinese and foreign to the world. Yesh po, we already see a lot of sparks of this all over the place. It just hasn't yet become the zehut ha-lehumit. It still hasn't become the national identity. I'll just end like this. Another example of how, if we will lead our souls to be the ones that are having the tviya, right, that are have the real demand, the tviya pnimit, and that was how we were conducting our lives here. So, do you any of you really think that the bechirot for the Rosh Ir would look anything like it has looked here in the city? And this is kivyachol, a religious city. It just shows that it's Purim. It's all Masech. No, it's Mamash Purim. And honestly, both candidates that are running today are good people. But the Am is not Doresh more. The Am is not. It's not coming as a tviya of the neshama of saying, who do we want to lead us in this precious moment of time of Geulat Am Yisrael Be'aretzo? So, if there's no one demanding that and seeking that, so of course, that the ones that are offering to lead are going to be, you know, the options that we have. And I know them both, and with one I've obviously worked closely for many years, and just because I've worked with him, I could tell you amazing stories about him. And I'm sure that if I knew the other one, I could tell you amazing stories about him too. That's not the point. The point is that if I was accustomed to approaching Torah so much wider, so much all-encompassing, in this way that he's speaking about, then what I'd be looking for in people, in Dmuyot, what I would be looking for in terms of all forms of leadership would be different. Everything would be different. So saying like the way Adayim Shelanu wouldn't have to exist would be, we're going to laugh. Just like Reb Nosson said, this is what I want to leave you with, this is very important. Reb Nosson Breslover said something, everything he said, you realize years later, my gosh, was he on target? Reb Nosson said, there's going to come a time that people that consider themselves to be religious that religious people, God-fearing people, are going to hear about a time in Yiddishkeit that people that considered themselves to be spiritual viewed his bodedus as optional. And they're going to crack up. They're not going to believe such a thing ever existed. Do you understand? So let's already join, you know, and of course he's right. Of course he's right. So let's already join, like now, what's going to be clear and what's getting clearer and clearer in order to make this thing called, look, when we say in the morning with Talmud Torah, can I get kulam, in order to take this concept called Torah and just present it, daven to Hashem, that when I speak about you and when I'm talking about the individuals in here, that when we speak in the name of Torah, when we learn Torah, it should be from our chelek to make you, Hashem, so much bigger, so much more relevant to what the world is looking for, and that every single one of us will know that whenever I get a chance to listen to my soul, that's the kivun that it's pushing me to go to. And he says, is the birthing komat ha-kodesh, giving birth to this next level of kodesh within the ruach. This is just the beginning. We just did, you know, we just touched upon this. Bezrat Hashem will continue here next week. Okay. Shkoyach. Venafochu, everybody.